Have you ever done a Google search and asked, can I retire at 58 with $1 million? Or maybe, how much do I need saved to retire at 55? Or how much can I safely withdraw when I retire? If you typed any of these into a Google search at 2 a.m., you're not alone. But here's what separates those who actually retire at 57 from those still working at 67. They stopped following outdated conservative advice and started using flexible withdrawal strategies backed by the latest research. But before we get into it, my name is Brian. I'm a fiduciary financial advisor. I've been doing this for 25 years. And today I'm going to reverse engineer exactly what successful early retirees did differently. And by the end of this video, you'll have three things that smart wealth builders figured out early. Number one, your exact freedom number using a flexible 4-6% withdrawal strategy that challenges Morningstar and Vanguard's overly conservative 3.7% rule. New 2024 research from William Benjamin, the creator of the original 4% rule, shows that you can safely start higher if you're willing to be flexible. Second, you're going to learn the age-based checkpoints successful early retirees hit at age 30, 40, and 50 and 60. These aren't arbitrary. They're milestones that separate those who retire early from those who work longer than they need to. And third, you're going to learn the penalty-free access strategies that let you tap into your 401k before 59 and a half without giving the IRS a penny in penalties. This is where most people get stuck in those bridge years between 55 and 59 and a half, but there are two completely legal strategies that wealth builders use. So let's start with your number, the flexible withdrawal formula. Here's where I'm going to challenge some of the conventional wisdom. Morningstar says 3.7%. Vanguard says be conservative. But here's what the latest research actually shows. William Benjamin, the guy who created the 4% rule back in 1994, updated his research in 2024. His findings, with a diversified portfolio, you can safely start at 4.7% to 5.5% in most scenarios. PGIM research shows that with moderate spending flexibility, a 5% withdrawal rate is sustainable over 25 years. T. Rowe Price studies prove that dynamic withdrawal strategies with guardrails deliver 7 to 13% higher ending balances than static methods. Here's the difference. Morningstar and Vanguard assume you'll withdraw the exact same amount every single year, regardless of market conditions. That's not how successful early retirees actually behave. Wealth builders use what I call the flexible 20s formula. Here's how it works. Take your annual spending and multiply it by a number between 20 and 25 based upon your flexibility. Multiply by 20 if you can flex spend 15 to 20% in down markets. That's a 5% withdrawal. Multiply by 22 if you can flex spend 10 to 15%. That's a 4.5% withdrawal. Multiply by 25 if you can only flex spend 5 to 10%. That's a 4% withdrawal rate. So if you spend $80,000 a year and you're moderately flexible, you need about $1.7 million or 22x, not $2.16 million, which is 27x. That's a $400,000 difference, potentially 3 to 5 fewer years of work. What does flexibility mean? In strong market years, you take that European vacation and upgrade your car possibly. In down years, you postpone the kitchen remodel and vacation domestically. You're not eating ramen. You're making smart adjustments. This is the first thing wealth builders get right. They build flexibility into their lifestyle and use withdrawal strategies that reflect reality, not worst case scenarios. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Brian, isn't 5% risky? Not if you use guardrails. This is what separates sophisticated early retirees from those who run out of money. Here's the system successful retirees use. The prosperity rule. If your portfolio grows beyond 120% of your starting value adjusted for withdrawals, you can increase spending by 10%. The preservation rule. If your portfolio drops by 80% of your starting value, you cut spending by 10%. You're protecting your future. Then the sweet spot between 80 to 120%, you maintain your current spending level. Let me give you a real example. You retire with $2 million and you plan to withdraw $90,000 or 4.5% in year one. Markets boom and you're at 2.3 million after your withdrawal. That's 120% above your baseline. Prosperity rule kicks in. You can bump spending to 99,000. Year three, markets correct and you're at 1.7 million. That's below 80%. Preservation rule activates. You trim your spending to 81,000 for a year or two. Research from multiple sources shows this approach delivers higher lifetime spending and higher ending balances than the rigid 3.7% approach. Why? Because you're not selling stocks at the bottom to maintain fixed spending. You're adapting to market reality. This is exactly what high-performing early retirees do. They don't lock themselves into artificially low withdrawal rates. They build smart flexibility into their plan. Now, before we get into the acceleration strategies, let's talk about why early retirement is different. Successful retirees understand these three challenges up front. Challenge number one, longer funding period if you retire at 57 instead of 67. That's 10 extra years your portfolio needs to fund. At 80,000 per year, that's 800,000 more you need. But with flexible withdrawal strategies, you can adapt your spending in those early years when you're most active and later reduce it naturally as you slow down. Challenge two, the bridge years gap. This is the big one. Most of your money is locked in tax-deferred accounts until 59 and a half. So how do you fund those years from 55 to 59 and a half without penalties? Smart wealth builders have a plan for this. We'll cover two of the main strategies in just a few minutes. Challenge number three, market recovery time. Retire into a bear market at 57, and you might not have 10 to 15 years to wait to recover like someone retiring at 67. This is why successful early retirees use the guardrail strategy I just showed you. It protects you from the sequence of returns risk while allowing higher withdrawal rates in good years. Here's what separates the winners. They don't ignore these challenges. They plan for them with flexible strategies, not rigid rules. Let's talk about what successful professionals are doing right now to hit their numbers. The 2025 contribution limits are acceleration tools. Under 50, you can contribute $23,500 to your 401k. Over 50, it jumps to $31,000 with catch-up contributions. If your age is 60 to 63, there's a new super catch-up of $11,250. Most people aren't maximizing these limits. But here's what smart wealth builders know. Let me show you the checkpoints. These are your age-based milestones. Successful early retirees hit these milestones. This is the roadmap they followed. At age 30, they had 1x their salary saved. At age 35, 2x their salary saved. At age 40, they had 3x their salary. At age 50, they had 6x their salary saved for retirement. And by age 60, 10 to 12 times their salary. Notice the acceleration after 50. That's when catch-up contributions kick in, employer matches compound, and your peak earnings years align with maximum saving capacity. Here's the key insight. If you're at 4x your salary at 45, you're on track for traditional retirement at 65 to 67. But what if you want to retire at 57? You need to be at 6x by 50 and 10x by 55. That's the difference. And here's the game changer with flexible withdrawal strategies. Using the 22x multiplier instead of 27x means you need 1.7 million instead of 2.16 million to support 80,000 in annual spending. That's hitting your number potentially 3 to 5 years earlier. So let's reverse engineer how successful wealth builders accelerate their path to early retirement. Four specific moves. Step one, max your contributions. This sounds obvious, but only 14% of eligible employees actually max out their 401k. Smart wealth builders treat this like a non-negotiable bill. Now, if you can't max it out today, increase it by 1% every year until you get there. Step two, capture every dollar of your employer match. This is free money. 25% of employees don't get the full match. If your employer matches up to the first 6%, you contribute 6%, period. That's an instant 100% return. You won't find that anywhere else. Step three is mega backdoor Roth strategies. This is where successful wealth builders separate themselves. If your plan allows after-tax contributions beyond the $23,500 limit, you can contribute up to the $70,000 combined limit. and then immediately convert it to a Roth. Just keep in mind that part of that $70,000 limit is your employer matches. So whatever the difference is between $70,000 in your contributions and your employer matching contributions, that's how much you can contribute in an after-tax option and convert it to a Roth IRA at the end of the year. And the great thing about the mega backdoor Roth is there's no income limits. Step four is HSA contributions, the triple tax advantage. Here's the move most people miss. Max your HSA, $4,150 for individuals and almost $8,500 for families in 2025. But don't spend it. Pay medical expenses out of pocket and let the HSA grow tax-free. Why? At age 65, you can withdraw for any reason penalty-free, and it becomes a fourth retirement account. Plus, medical expenses in retirement are tax-free withdrawals at any age. Top wealth builders have been stacking HSAs for 20 years and have $100,000-plus in tax-free money for healthcare costs. These four steps, maxing contributions, capturing matches, the mega backdoor Roth and HSA stacking, this is how smart wealth builders compress a 30-year timeline into a 20-year timeline. Now let's talk about protecting what you've built while using flexible withdrawal strategies. Successful early retirees use what's called a bucket strategy, three buckets. Bucket one is your now money, years one through two, cash and money market, short-term bond funds. This covers immediate spending and protects you from selling stocks in a down market. Smart retirees keep 1 to 2 years of expenses, roughly $160,000 if you spend $80,000 annually. This bucket gives you flexibility to implement the preservation rule without panic. Bucket two, soon money, years 3 through 10, bonds, dividend stocks, and stable value funds. This is your bridge to long-term growth. It refills bucket one as needed and provides stability during market volatility. This bucket supports your guardrail strategy. When markets are strong, you can bump withdrawals from here. And bucket three is your long-term money, aggressive growth stock funds, dividend-paying stocks, index funds, real estate investment trusts. This is money you won't touch for a decade, so it can ride out market cycles and compound. This strategy is why successful early retirees sleep well at night. They're not panicking when the market drops 20% because their next 2 years of spending is protected in cash and money markets, and they have the flexibility to adjust withdrawals based upon market conditions. Now let's talk about penalty-free access strategies before 59 and a half. Here's where most people get stuck. I have the money, but it's locked up until 59 and a half. Not if you know these two strategies that successful early retirees use. Strategy one is the rule of 55. If you leave your employer in the year you turn 55 or later, you can withdraw from that specific employer's 401k penalty-free. Not your IRA, just your 401k. This is huge for retiring at 55 to 59. The catch, you can't roll it to an IRA first or you lose this privilege. Smart retirees plan their retirement around this specific rule. Strategy number two is the 72T rule, substantially equal periodic payments. This lets you take penalty-free withdrawals from any retirement account at any age, but you must take equal payments for 5 years or until age 59 and a half, whichever is longer. The IRS calculates the amount based upon your life expectancy. Successful early retirees often combine these. They use the rule of 55 for their 401k from age 55 to 59 and a half, then switch to normal IRA withdrawals at 59 and a half. Or they set up 72T on a portion of their IRA to create a steady income stream while leaving the rest grow. Now let's talk about the four critical mistakes to avoid. Let's talk about what derails early retirement plans. I've seen these four mistakes cost people years of extra work. So mistake number one is underestimating healthcare costs. Healthcare from 55 to 65 before Medicare averages $15,000 to $20,000 per person. Smart retirees budget for this upfront and often use ACA subsidies strategically by managing their taxable income. With flexible withdrawal strategies, you can actually optimize your income to maximize subsidies. Mistake number two is premature IRA rollovers. Rolling your 401k to an IRA before 55 kills your rule of 55 option. Mistake number three is retirement euphoria overspending. The first years of retirement, spending jumps 20 to 30% on average. People travel more, they take on new hobbies, home projects. Successful retirees budget this honeymoon phase and then dial it back to sustainable levels. The guardrail strategy helps manage this naturally. Mistake number four, all pre-tax, no Roth. Having 100% of your money in pre-tax accounts means every dollar you withdraw is taxable. Smart wealth builders start building Roth accounts early in their career for tax-free flexibility in retirement. This is why the mega backdoor Roth strategy is so powerful. It creates tax diversification really quickly and accelerates your wealth building journey. So here's your action plan. Number one, calculate your freedom number using the flexible 20s formula. If you spend $80,000 and have moderate flexibility, you need $1.7 million, not the $2.16 million the conservative models tell you. Compare that to your current 401k balance and your age-based milestone. Are you on track, behind, or ahead? Then ask yourself, do I know how to implement the guardrail strategy? Have I optimized my 401k contributions? Am I using mega backdoor Roth if available? Do I have a plan for penalty-free access in my bridge years? If you're feeling overwhelmed or want a personalized roadmap, I offer complimentary discovery calls where we analyze your specific situation, your current savings, your timeline, your spending flexibility, and we can create a custom plan to get you to early retirement. Click the link in the description of this podcast to schedule your discovery call. And do me a favor, if this video helped you see early retirement differently, hit the like button and subscribe for more strategies that challenge conventional wisdom. Once again, this is Brian, the Wealth Decisions Guy, and I hope to see you next week.